Yeah. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander in chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs, that means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations, you have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with Derek McCallum Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, we get to hear how Facebook is becoming like Big Brother, which will be no surprise because people tend to just click everything out on the internet. So, let's get this party started. How do you feel about this whole thing of Facebook, quote-unquote, becoming the Big Brother, yet spying on users and taking data?
Secret game. It's like, we want to know everything and everything and anything about you.
Right.
What's your eight last Tuesday? Yeah, put it on there.
And once it's out on Facebook, there's no turning back.
She can't get it back.
That's true. So if there's some questionable things, you probably should know that Facebook and probably knowing what you've said. Or if that has occurred to those users having notice about this whole idea of Facebook not really being the most truthful about where the data is going, especially since data collection has become a hot button issue due to certain things that have come up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are now opinion articles are being done when, in fact, the users have to take their there's some responsibility in how much Facebook actually sees.
You hear everything and, private and locked down? Newsflash. Facebook still knows.
Right. And also, there's a lot more that goes on with Facebook and privacy issues that is pretty big deal when there's been how many scandals over the years? Especially when countries are saying, slow your old Facebook.
You know what's creepy? Like,
mm-hmm.
like I talk about the show and not 5 seconds later,
guess
what pops up on my newsfeed?
What?
An ad for the show.
All right.
Like how do they know?
Right.
Even if you send them a message, like,
right. And also, yes, you could post things on Facebook. It doesn't mean things are going to be put out there. Two, it still means that there's going to be there's still the chance that people could actually protect their privacy and data by picking, choosing what they actually put out on line too.
It even if you like put in a messenger, like how do they know?
Right. Even when people want privacy and want to feel that they can post things, isn't there a way for having it be offline and just able to be out there without problems and so people could go and say, okay, so there's more chances for Facebook would honestly see funny memes or other things by the way that if people just post just random things off. It's very common that people are just picking choosy when it comes down to it. And yet, their data breaches kind of a big deal. And if people are starting to get rather annoyed with them, then what more will Facebook do? Other than really make things really end up with causing more problems in the future. So the thought of them spying on people and collecting data when their claim that they want to they aren't there's really nothing coming up about how much Facebook is actually doing. So how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? Because
I know you put like everything out there, but yet,
yeah.
When you mention something so obscure,
mm-hmm.
You get an ad for like, huh?
Or what about your online shopping? And then, lo and behold,
right.
Facebook gets it.
Like, it gets it, and it shows you an ad exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't want it, you got it.
It's like, ugh. It's like, I was shopping for a friend, and you show me that.
Really? So
crazy,
it really
man.
Comes, yeah. It really comes down to how much you actually put out there and what you actually want to do with that content. Because you have the power over what content you put out there. It's another thing for someone to just do something in which that they would gain the content themselves. That's where it comes, what it really comes down to. Yet Mark Zuckerberg wants to make Facebook is also doing his best to call for more for tougher regulations. So what does this actually end up doing? Because if he's willing to see what hit is willing to go so far and be like Big Brother, there's a certain point where Facebook should be held accountable. Isn't this kind of a big deal?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, more and more people should be really thinking about what they're posting, and when Facebook could try to track data, what are they going to see? When it goes, what's on your mind? They're going to be seeing.
Do you really want to know what's on my mind?
You're right. Which ends up being rather. Which is loaded question, and when people don't post or post things that are so that are just not even relevant, Facebook basically is getting data on things that a person likes, which they could ultimately, depending on their way that they handle privacy policies. Could potentially sell it to give it out advertisers, which is pretty common. There's no surprise there. So
So you gotta be careful what you post, people.
Definitely. And yet, there's other people, like, yeah, there ends up being other, on the other hand, the government could actually learn to, people are getting concerned about the government taking away the Affordable Care Act. More importantly, the man in office, which is horrible in and of itself, when people want to have the best, live their best life, no matter what abilities they have, when this is such a human issue, where people want to be able to have good health care. And when pre-existing conditions,
it's like, yeah, like, you cut off, like, oh, we can't pay for it, so we're not going to pay you.
Right.
Crazy.
Which, ultimately,
of course, right now, like, finding a job is hard.
Yeah. It goes beyond finding a job. It's also what is acceptable for,
I mean, can we get to, like, human decency over here?
Right.
Oh, you're poor, like, too bad.
Which it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be that way. I know, it's like, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
Seems like it's getting tough and getting tougher.
Yeah.
Of course, if you do have the health care, like, you gotta go many, many miles to get it.
Right.
That's not, like, right around the corner.
Right.
It's like, if you keep trying, like, well, you'd be disappointed. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't afford. It's like, do I want to live? Do I want to live? Or do I want to eat?
Right. And also, how many... And also with healthcare, a lot of people with pre-existing conditions should be able to
it's like right now, like, you're covered for everything, like, just goes to the thing, like, it's like everything you need to survive, like, oh, that'll be too expensive.
Medications are not exactly, well, cheap. And there's a certain point where everyone should be able to have the... the ability for good health care, with no exceptions.
Wait, yeah, it's going to be too expensive, but... we have a right to have health.
Right.
Which means, yeah.
Which could ultimately mean that the higher cost, people will definitely, if no one stands up and contacts those in office and says how important these acts are, when this affects so many people, if more people express their
concern.
Yeah.
Concern actually downright frustration, because
yeah.
It's so frustrating these days.
And it just shows more people could actually make a difference. Which ultimately will put more people in jeopardy.
It's going to put more people out on the street. Doing who knows what.
Yeah. And more people should be aware
to turn a blind eye to this.
Right.
No pun intended here.
That's definite. Because turning a blind eye won't make anything else better.
It's going to make things a whole lot worse.
Yeah. And when someone could just want to have someone to just be able to have some, when people want to be treated the same, should not mean them losing something that is ultimately meant to be a safety net, all because people feel that it's too expensive or why should you help a group of people out? Well, how about doing it because it's the right thing to do? Because until people are on the other side and the breakdown of understanding what is ultimately going to happen to those, it really makes no sense how people could just think that this is okay when it isn't. I would hope people here in the United States call their senators and say that this should remain, because more and more people who need this, it's not just something that is just forgotten and just meant to be pushed over. It's a very serious topic. And more people who are affected will ultimately be hurt in the end.
It's like we're trying to live out here, like.
And I would hope that everyone tunes in next week, because we'll have all new episode. And it should be a very interesting episode. And definitely want to tune in. Same time, same place. And we have a lot in store for you. And we'll see you next Monday.
Good night, everybody.
Night.